Unfortunately, the punishments described that come upon the wicked stem naturally from their own poor decisions. Their failure to properly gauge what is good and what is not in this world has led them down a path which ends in tremendous suffering, and they only have themselves to blame. They are forced to consume the fruit of their labor, to feast at the table they have, so to speak, set. This is one level of interpretation, perhaps the simple meaning of this pasuk. However, it should be noted that Chazal offered another explanation of this verse in the Gemara in Kedushin. Actually, a Gemara I studied literally yesterday with my Talmidim in Yeshiva, believe it or not. Anyhow, highlighting the word pri, the fruit of the sinner's labor, the Gemara teaches that in certain circumstances, the punishment received can be broader than the simple remuneration for one's direct action. The principal can generate interest, in a certain sense. There can be peripheral damage beyond the sin's own weight itself. And that is explained to refer to a scenario where someone who represents Torah acts inappropriately and desecrates the name of God, where Chil Hashem is wrought, Rachman al-Mitzlan, and others learn to act in a similar fashion. We must realize that, as obviously Torah-observant Jews, we represent the Ribbono Shel Olam, to his world, and by eschewing the wise advice of our mentors and the guidance offered by Shlomo HaMelech throughout the work, we not only bring ruin upon ourselves, but upon those who our actions will make an impact upon, which can in turn disastrously be added to our own tally of wrongdoing as well. Let's try our best to be cognizant of this and avoid consuming any such fruit of our ways.